What's up, fool? What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? We got a new sponsor today. That's right. It's called Factor. Factor. F-A-C-T-O-R. Thank you to our brand new sponsor, Factor. Factor is the perfect solution for the on-the-go lifestyle. The meals arrive at your door in a box, all fresh, never frozen, and they're ready to eat in 2 minutes. I already had one. Head to go.factor75.com/fool130 and use code FOOL130 to get $130 off across six boxes. That's code FOOL130 at go.factor75.com/fool130 for $130 off. All right. What's up, fool? Woo! Oh, man. Today is the last day of the podcast because I got Albert Pujols' ball. I caught it that night at Dodger Stadium. So, yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Let's see that, Philip, you have a video of it?
There it is there, bro. Sure, buddy. Reverse it.
Akira, we're going to watch it.
He has driven in five runs. Isn't that perfect for number five to give the Cardinals a 5-0 lead with his 700th career home run here at Dodger Stadium? Pujols says he touched home plate and ran right to Adrian Beltre.
You don't know how to reverse it?
We can reverse it.
Pujols you says he touched home plate and ran
right to Adrian Beltre.
High five. Look at you there. Hall of Famer
Beltre before going to his teammates. I can do it on a take on Instagram.
Baseball immortality. There it is there, man. If you guys weren't there at Dodger Stadium, I got the winning ball. Number 700. I'm quitting the podcast. I'm going to sell this ball for $1 million.
$1 million?
And I'm going to invest in La Vallarta markets. And I'm going to sell it for $1 million, man. The bid starts at $1 million. Hopefully, that'll be enough to pay back the back payments on child support for my brother Albert, who has like 9 kids. So, yeah, man, this will be for the clip on our YouTube. Super excited. Today is the last day of the What's Up Fool podcast. You saw it, Dodger Stadium. I got Albert Pujols' ball. I'm selling it for $1 million. That's right.
Damn,
$1 million. $1 million. Or a gift certificate to Nicolas or Sam's Hot Bro. What's up, Fool Podcast? Thank you.
Everybody that talks about a Nicolas, they say bad things and good things about that place.
People talk about it and they've never been there.
Yeah. I've never been there.
I've never been there.
And I talk shit about it, you know?
You've never been there, babe?
I've been there one time.
You always talk like you've been there.
I think everybody talks about Nicolás like they've been there, but nobody ever goes there. All I know, it's next to a strip.
Kmart.
And it's next to a fire station. And I always say, oh, they share the same pole, you know?
Nicolás is right next to Kmart. So, like, it's right by the loss prevention.
Yeah. It's next to the Gallo Heroes, next to the old Ritmo Latino.
I think it's changed, though, over the years, but it's still Nicolás.
There's always a Ritmo
Latino. And then there's Sam Hofbrau. I didn't even know that's even open.
Sam's Hofbrau. Jay Valentino used to DJ there for the longest.
Wait, there's a Sam's that's not in downtown? That's in a different area?
On Olympic. That's the one. Sam's Hofbrau. It's been there for, I don't know, years, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I remember Flock, that was the first strip club I went to, and I think the last one. Flaco took me there. It must have been like 10 years ago. He told me, dude, they have good food there. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That food at fucking, like good food at strip club. So we went there. He was eating pizza and he bought me 2 lap dances. Yeah.
At Sam Hofbrau, they have lap dances?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's topless.
But it's in front of everybody, though.
Yeah, it's in front of everybody.
There's no booths.
No.
Yeah.
It's like at your table where you're eating your food, right?
Yeah. It looks like a fucking.
Say, honey, watch out for the ranch, please.
Yeah, so it's like, so I remember I went there. So Jay Valentino used to DJ there for the longest until the pandemic happened. And he told me he would like see celebrities there all the time, dude, like Mayweather and like all these people there.
Mayweather in that dirty place?
Yeah, dude. I guess it's like
a lot of famous people go there.
It's like the most popping strip club in LA, yeah.
Because it's also like a lot of women go there too. It's just like it's kind of like the way Jumbo's Clown Room was for a while, where all the famous people went because it was just kind of cool to be seen there. and kind of an edgy place.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have like German food too? Like Red Lion has? Like sausages and stuff like that?
Oh.
I don't hate that. Oh, no, no, no. Those are gross.
But I don't know about it, but I remember, I think they're known for their pizzas. They're known for their pizzas. Yeah, their flatbread pizzas. Yeah. And I remember Valentino told me that he DJed a whole bunch of different places. He DJed at an all-nude bar, and they don't have any alcohol. So he told me, it's like, weirdos go there. If you're not drinking.
What place is this? Where is it at?
I think it's somewhere in downtown.
But I'm asking for a friend.
But if you go there.
Bro, or somewhere else?
It's somewhere else. But
if Bob Classy Lady.
He told me that it's like weird because like people go there and you can't drink there. And it's just like all nude and they're just looking at buttholes, you know?
That is the place.
Oh, that's the food right there. That's
Yeah, that's the Hofbräu.
That looks like, all right.
Yeah, it's like topless beer. You know, if you're if you're fully nude, you can't do alcohol.
Yeah, because people might get too crazy or horny, right?
People will get crazy no matter what. You know, those guys don't need alcohol to get crazy.
But it's weird going to like a because he told me he would just see like guys just drinking like pineapple juice, like no alcohol, just looking at.
I don't go to Hofbräu for the chick. I go for the bras.
Rodrigo's missing tonight.
Rodrigo's missing, people. If you guys are.
There's a lot of comments, a lot of theories in the chat. Oh, he's funny. He ran off with Willie.
He got food poisoning.
Let's read the theories.
He ate a tank top.
What'd you say about his tank top?
He swallowed a tank top.
The tank top he wears. Let's read the theories, what people are saying.
He goes, I think I have food poisoning, puking and sweaty as hell, got the chills and feel like crap. Can't even hold Pepto-Bismol down. I have to cancel tonight. He turned around and went home.
Oh, wait. He was driving already? Yeah. Damn.
He was chorreando.
Imagine, man. He had chorroitis halfway home.
Chorreitis, bro. Somebody said that Rodrigo's still an hour away.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Somebody said I look like I got an OnlyFans. I've been thinking about a... getting an OnlyFans just for my feet.
You should.
What do you think? And like no face.
Like Peggy Hill.
The Peggy. Peggy's been a right. Bad
you
gotta
like.
Girl.
I mean, I think, you have to put, I think you have to put your feet in different situations, right? Do you look at feet pages?
Kicking kickballs, kicking
kickballs.
Play kickballs.
Yeah. Doing like grapes, you know, like a.
Smashing grapes.
Yeah, making wine.
My little heels on.
Also, man, popping fireworks on them.
Yeah. People like seeing callus, I think, so, you know?
Popping fireworks.
I think people like
for seeing... For real, bro, you like the little snake things that come out of the toes?
The snakes, not people, the snakes.
People want to see callus on the feet, you know?
Oh, I got that right now. I haven't done my little pedicure.
Like, I would like to see feet, but I like to see, like, a OnlyFans of a girl getting her feet done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when a lady's like scraping.
Yeah, like really working hard.
Making it look good. Like, I make you that combine, shiny nail.
You could combine like people's love of like gross stuff like that and then the foot fetish too.
Like that.
I think of a woman wanted to make money and she could be a shoe shine girl at the airport.
Yeah.
But that'll be her shoe shine only fan.
So it's like she has
cleavage. You've that's always so wanted to do. You wanted to have a shoe shine
with nothing but a girl with cleavage. Like,
that's a smart fucking idea.
And then, like, bro. And then while they're shining shoes, you know, their booths are bouncing and people are sending them stuff. Dude, a little TikTok hat.
Yeah, but you weren't thinking virtually back in the day. You were just thinking of a real, like, shoe
shine.
Yeah,
man. Company. But, you know, like, imagine, bro, if a girl's shining shoes and the camera is exactly where the. Where the man's eyeballs go, and then like she's hitting her booth going.
Yeah, but even that's an actual smart, physical, real like life business, you know, like shoe shine, like chi-chis and shine. I don't know the like chi-chis and shine or something like that, you know, like that's a good idea.
Work on that name.
Yeah, you should get a OnlyFans and like just throw manteca on them and shit.
Yeah, I was thinking I have to go through like some like mud and like you
throw
know,
some manteca on your toes.
I think I have to draw the line.
Or
like
stick your toes out of a menudo bowl.
Yeah, menudo bowl.
And take out a little patita.
These are funny ideas though.
Stepping on menudo.
For real, it's because
maybe you should direct my page.
Like Rudy Sands, the guy that does the mixing drinks, he's not so much because this guy with the ugliest mullet in mullet world. Like this guy. If there was a Mexican version of Game of Thrones, this guy would be the wildlings version. He has a mullet like he is about to fight for King's Landing. I mean, he has a mullet and he does mixed drinks, But it's not so. This guy can find the rarest vodka. Like, I don't even know. Like, this guy will find a vodka made out of Takis.
God damn.
He'll find a pulpa, bro, tamarindo flavored, horchata flavored, mixed drink, whatever. Anyways, but the one thing that is funny about him is that isn't that the. It's what he mixes the drinks with.
Oh, homeboy right here. Like homeboy,
sometimes he gets a bicycle and he mixes the drink with a bicycle handle.
That's ridiculous.
Or he gets like a shoe
brush
horn.
Or something, right?
But exactly, that's what will attract people to your toes.
I know. I'm telling you, like, well, guys,
be different.
Some guys,
like, you're cracking nuts with them.
Yeah,
you gotta write a list of these.
Like, you're fucking wrapping presents with your toes.
But I think a funny foot page would be funny.
I'm down, dog. Like, if a girl
ideas.
Had hot ass toes,
who knew you had all these
and
ideas?
And then she has pretty toes,
me.
And then she's unwrapping presents for Halloween, or unwrapping presents and for Christmas, and on Halloween, bro, she's just fucking up pumpkin with her feet.
Yes, stepping on pumpkins, or even like giving candies
like
away.
Like running through the like goo.
Yeah,
like,
she's just
scraping out the
kicking candy with her toes, bro, for Halloween.
Or you know, like when people go trick or treating, like you know, you get that good grip, and you just drop candy into.
And then for Thanksgiving. She put her feet inside of a fucking leftover turkey sandwich, bro.
Somebody said cholos want to see you in long socks.
long socks.
You never know, dog.
Cholos want to see you in
long
socks.
For real, man, some chicks be talking about that. My homie, he likes to have sex with me, but when I'm wearing a fucking one of those beefy tank tops.
Yeah.
A white beater.
I like the popping fireworks. Somebody said hold a Roman candle in there. That's funny, though. That's funny.
It's like that. It's like that show Physical, where like that husband, he likes shaving girls' heads.
Yeah, remember? That's weird.
That was like his like
some Gestapo shit right
that's
there.
Weird. I love that show, Physical. Oh my god, such a good show.
But how do these people like the people like just say like
Ever said I look like Howard Stern with my hair. What's up with
hilarious.
That?
Now you look that lady from Meryl's Place.
No, Lisa Rinna, the one with the knuckle lip. She's on the Housewives show now.
She was
right?
The best thing on that show when it was ending.
She has like a knuckle on her.
What's up,
lip.
Fool Podcast? Oh man, first of all, I want to thank everybody that was on the show. On Merced, Bush Escobar, Gabby Lamb,
Rodrigo
Torres. That's it, huh? Butch Escobar, Ranch Water, Universal Soldier,
Universal Care Soldier, bro.
Leonard Velasquez, bro, 70 something years old now. Ah, cabrón, you missed my birthday.
He's still alive.
Still alive.
Damn,
and shout out to his lady, bro. I can't think of her name.
Kathy
Velasquez.
Name's giving me PTSD.
What's up, fool? We did the Merced. We did Fresno, dude. It was sold out, Rizzo.
Mycelli too, right?
Oh, yeah. But Fresno was crazy. Like,
Fresno's
Thursday
ghetto,
show,
dude.
And they were partying like it was Saturday night, dude. Like,
damn, dude.
Yeah, man. We had some good-ass pizza from next door. Also, man, the next day we went to Merced, dude. It was hot.
Visalia too, right?
Yeah, it was sold out. Merced was sold out. We had fun. And then Visalia was sold out.
Last time I was there, last year in Visalia, I almost got in a fight with a cholo because I was filming. Because that was the night that girl got dragged out. She was so fucked up.
I thought
up.
She got dragged out of Monterey or Salinas.
Yeah, that was Visalia. So she got dragged out in her chair. She was passed out and the security just dragged her out.
Oh, I remember that. They took the chair with her.
Yeah.
Right?
And hilarious. I was filming because, like, dude, this never happens. And then, like, her fucking, like, I guess her friend was like, keep filming, bro. Last longer. I'm like,
that's what we're filming.
Yeah, and then like, that's where we just got like a little. I got brave because the security was there, you know. Like, ¿qué vas a hacer, perro? And then the video's on my.
Nobody
on my...
tries to come in and protect you. Like, leave him alone. He's small. Like,
I got brave because the security was there, but we wasn't there. And also, I got a little like liquid courage, yo.
That's good.
Rest in peace to Rodrigo Sculo. You gotta rest. Pray for.
I wonder
that
what pillow. He ate.
I don't know, man.
Ah, who knows? Let's trace the pathway on that.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
His meal history. Yeah, what happened to
rest
yeah,
in peace,
Coolio?
Rodrigo's Coolio.
Coolio, hey, Gangster's Paradise, bro.
Rodrigo's Coolio.
Rodrigo's Coolio.
Yeah, it lived past 23, bro. It, like the song.
Remember, rest in peace to Coolio, man. That fool died at 59.
Yeah, that's young, dude.
David Arnold was 53?
53. No, 50, 50 older. 54. He was 56.
He wasn't. 56? He was older than you?
So it's just like, what's going on out here, dude?
I don't know, man.
We got to find out, dude. We got to get to the bottom.
Also, shout out to Tiffany Haddish, man. She's settled, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. She paid those people off. And she's, the saddest thing I ever read was she lost everything, though. Like, all the gigs are gone. Everything is gone. You know how sad it was, bro? I saw her on a flyer with Sebastian Cetina.
She's doing a show at...
She's taking. She said all her gigs were canceled.
That's crazy.
So you might see her at one of our shows popping up soon.
Hey, catch her at Bruce's Lounge in Norwalk, bro.
Opening up for Rudy, what are you calling her already?
I'm Rudy Moreno.
It's a guest spot, but...
Rudy Moreno.
So this thing happened between both of them, right? We're not going to get into details, but everybody, look, you can just Google it right now. We'll give you a chance to catch up. Hold on.
You can Google it.
We're going to give you a moment to catch up.
Look up Ari Spears, Tiffany Haddish video on Twitter.
Yeah. So, look, we'll give more chance to catch up. You heard of it, right?
I saw it. It was fucking cringe.
It's cringeworthy, for sure.
But
the little boy scene,
Ari Spears, he was okay with it, right? Like, his life was okay with it. He moved on, right?
He didn't have...
He had one video where he said that comments, he was done.
Yeah. He didn't really address it. I think he liked the attention, to be honest.
He's not acknowledging it.
He's not acknowledging the downside, and everybody in his comments are talking shit to him, but he feels like it's going to blow over. But
also, Tiffany's more in the limelight, you know?
She is. She has more to lose.
Way in the limelight. Honestly. Way in the limelight, dude.
I'll just say it like that. She has more to lose.
Okay. Way more to lose.
Marie Moreno is happy right now.
But I think she'll bounce back. Yeah. She's got the same amount of fan base. Stand up will save her, just like Louis C.K. You're right, but
huge fan base still. Yeah,
it'll take a while for TV and movies to fuck with her again for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because they don't want the stink on them, you know. Regardless of what they believe, she wasn't doing the really bad stuff that Aries was doing, but supposedly, you know, she brought the kid.
It tricked the mom,
saying, "Oh, everything's like it's gonna be breaking a video about this, grandma, or whatever." Like. You gonna put her in the movie?
What's up, Fool Podcast? Oh, bro, check this out, bro.
What happened? Que pasó?
I gotta stop telling people that I'm in that Eddie Murphy movie and start saying I worked on that Eddie Murphy movie. Because they might cut me out.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't see myself in the IMDb.
Oh, no. Maybe.
They invited me to the premiere party on Zoom.
Really?
Who did? Well,
you never know, dude. Sure. Bonus Who features?
Did? No, talking about that movie with Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
You never know, man.
What about it?
I think I'm being cut, bro.
Oh, we don't know.
You don't know, dude.
We don't know anything until it comes out.
I remember more than 10 years ago, they were doing something at the Improv. They were filming like the history of the joke with Louis Black. And they interviewed me. And I was making the people laugh behind the cameras. And like, yeah, this is me before Thanksgiving on TV. I told everybody on Instagram, Facebook, watch tonight.
I was waiting to see it.
Bro, they cut me out. You only see me like a little bit in the corner. I seriously just wanted to pull the cables out of the fucking TV. I don't want to see any notifications. I wanted to pretty much pull the internet out of the fucking city, dude. I'm like, ain't nobody seen shit, bro. I was just trying to pull the cords out of the fucking floor.
You didn't come out?
I didn't come out, man. Cut me out, bro. My face was turning red like how it is right now, dude. I was so embarrassed.
Everybody,
what was this?
Everybody turned back at you?
The history of jokes with Louis Black.
Oh, Joseph Louis, okay.
And I remember.
He got red, dog.
His whole face is red.
And like 30 minutes before the show, people were messing on fucking Facebook. Can't wait to see you tonight. I'm ready. I seriously wanted to just pull the fucking cables off the wall. Like, if I don't have internet, nobody has internet, bro.
And how many people hit you up and say, I was waiting to see you?
A couple people. I ignored everything. I think that's why I deleted my
You
Facebook.
Had a party for that too, huh?
Bro, I was telling my mom, I'm moving now.
How many people were waiting to see you, bro?
A couple people, dude. Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing, dude. That's why I don't say shit anymore, man.
And then they come out nothing?
Nothing.
Not even a little bit of you?
They only show me a little bit like in the bar just chilling. They're like, I think I saw you, you know?
Oh, man.
I got more. It's funny because when I did that thing with you last Comic Standing, I got more. That was more fucking, yeah.
People got free sodas.
Free sodas at the Improv, bro.
When you're 21.
fucking...
How old were you then?
I must have been like 21, 22.
21, 22, yeah.
Homeboy at the Improv, what's his name? Eddie.
Eddie the bartender?
Eddie the bartender hooked it up, man.
He's been there forever. Like 30 years, right?
Yeah, dude, he's a legend. He has a podcast.
I got the ball. How did you go over there to that? And I showed you there in the college.
Oh, it was fun. It was at a Jersey, man. New Jersey.
You flew South out Jersey. There first class or what?
No, not first. I flew Spirit, bro. It was scary.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
How was that like?
It was scary. In Spanish, it's called Espiritu, man. That's a scary name for an airplane. Espiritu Santo, bro. Oh,
that's funny.
But it was cool. The food was awesome. I never ordered.
So you got to New Jersey? You flew to New York or New Jersey?
I flew to Atlantic City.
Nice.
Atlantic City, then I took a lift to...
Wait, they have an airport in Atlantic City now?
Yeah. So it was either Atlantic or Philly. So I flew to Atlantic. It was a cool-ass little town,
bro. You
flew
into Philly last time, I think, and drove to Atlantic City.
Yeah, I did.
Was it what... You flew on Spirit? So it's a small airport then over there.
Yeah, it's a small airport.
Yeah, I've never been there. I used to drive to Atlantic City when I lived in New York. I drove there all the time. I love Atlantic City.
Super cool. I wish I would have had more time to hang out.
So they picked you up?
No, I took a lift.
To the hotel?
No, so it's cool. So it was so it's a small town called Hamilton. It's a small town. It's like an old school theater, and like I was staying at the condo next door, which is like a old Victorian house. I was the only one staying there. The house was built like in 1910.
Nice.
It was haunted. Creepy, bro. It was fucking creepy.
Old ass bed, huh?
Old ass bed, dude. The bathtub was the one with the four legs. That's scary as fuck, dude.
It's weird with the four legs.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude. Fucking. Ugh.
You're like, oh, but I splash water everywhere.
So it was a cool show. I did.
You picked you up for the show? Or you had to go out?
It was next door. It was right next door, dude. It was fun.
All Latinos?
It was a mixture. It was a mixture, yeah.
You kept it clean?
No, actually, when I saw the first two comedians do dirty, I was like,
they bombed that bit.
They're not bad, dude. They're not bad. It was a gay guy, and then this one girl, and then, yeah. So the guy who booked it is this guy who used to book shows at Flappers, Richie Lies' brother, Benjamin Lies. They're from Miami. And it was fun, dude. So it was a cool show, dude. I had fun. Joyzy.
Somebody asked if the Dodgers made a deal or offered to buy the ball back. Why would the Dodgers want that ball?
Yeah, why would the Dodgers buy the ball if Albert Pujols is the Cardinal?
Right. The Cardinals made some offers, I heard, but because I think that they can't offer any money officially. Well, I think people could put it up for bid. Of course you could put it for sale. I'm just saying I think the Cardinals made an offer of probably goods. You know, maybe tickets.
Oh,
all
fuck
sorts
that.
Of stuff.
Give me the
but
money.
He's a Dodger fan, so this guy doesn't have a lot to lose by keeping it. So everybody's thinking he can get $2 million for it.
Damn, dude.
But you got to do it now, because if you wait, you know, it's going to be like all sorts of collectible stuff.
That's you know insane, what? He better sell that shit fast down. Right now, because if he if he plays next year, it'll be worth less, because then you'll have like number 740, number 750.
Nigga, forget about 700.
Yeah, man. What's up, everybody? Felipe Esparza right here, man. So how much time did you do?
45 minutes, dude. It was fun. Good crowd, man. They were giving jello shots to the crowd, so it was cool, dude.
Did you eat any good food out there?
I got a Philly cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteak salad. So all they did was put a Philly cheesesteak on top of fucking a salad.
With the cheese goo and everything?
Yeah, it was like it was all stuck together. It's like they took out the fucking sandwich and they just left it on top of a fucking a salad. It was good, dude. I pretty much just ate the fucking meat and cheese, dude. Bomb, bomb, bomb. I went to there's a Wawa next to the haunted place I was
Martin
staying
is
at.
Like, I like salad now.
Yeah, it's all as long as it has Philly cheesesteak on it. I love salads, dude. Yo. I tried the torta from fucking Del Taco.
How was it?
Fucking sucks. It sucks for a torta, but it's
good.
It's
a brand new thing that they have?
Yeah.
Eat a torta, huh?
It's got fucking like cheddar cheese on it. It tastes like a flatbread like from like a Subway, but it's good for what it is, you know?
Is it in a birote, bolillo, whatever thing? No.
It's like a flatbread.
Flatbread?
Yeah, it's like a panini, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They call it a torta, you know, tortas.
Man, I was watching something that Felipe left on TV. What was that thing?
It was street
food. Culture, street food thing.
On Netflix?
Tasty Foods Mexico on Netflix.
This was in Mexico.
In Mexico.
I turned my head and they're eating.
Tamale torta?
Tortas de gelatina.
Yeah, it was a torta with gelatin.
With jello.
What the
green fuck? Green jello in the bread.
Torta with jello, man.
Disgusting. And this lady was all fancy. She looked like your mom, like all matching. And she had her gray hair tied back. And she was like, you know what? I did not want to eat this. I did not want to eat this. It wasn't attractive to me at all. But I love this. I love it. Blah, blah, blah. And now I was like, she is so lying. It was gross. Like white bread, like toasted white bread with jello.
I think we should try here.
No.
We need to see how it is.
Nasty. This is in Mexico. I couldn't believe it.
I see Mexico City doing these weird things where they do like a tamale torta. That's too much bread right there, bro.
Yeah, I don't like all that. I don't even like chilaquiles burritos. He makes those sometimes.
I had a chilaquiles burrito at the smorgasbord this weekend.
You see tortas de gelatina? Yeah, like gelatin? Yeah,
what is, dude? Fucking...
So you ate what?
No.
I had
they have jello inside.
Those are not it. Those are the regular ones.
Oh, but they call that torta de gelatina.
I had a burrito chilaquiles. It was all right. Like halfway through, I'm like, you know, I'm done. Because it's just tortilla and tortilla, you know?
So the it was a tortilla with chilaquiles. Tostadas and all that, and an egg inside.
Yeah. At Smorgasbord, right there in downtown.
That place is too busy for me to go. I turned around, I think. We went there one time, tried to, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
It's too busy.
I saw people walking their dogs in there, and it's still hot, bro. Like, you can't be walking your dogs, like, in that hot concrete like that, dude, for hours.
Hot, huh?
Yeah. I went to Evil Cooks. Evil Cooks, they're kind of like a death metal Mexican restaurant. They had like the Kraken taco, which is a pulpo taco. Bomb, dude. Is that Evil Cooks?
No, it's
Smorgasbord in downtown LA. So that's pretty much where the old American Apparel used to be. So that pervert from American Apparel, the Canadian guy, he got fired from American Apparel, and now he started...
Dove Charnoff, yeah.
He started a different company called Los Angeles Apparel. And now they're operating in South Central LA. So you've probably seen like the Los Angeles Apparel posters around LA. So it's like pretty much a spinoff of American Apparel.
I'm gonna put this in the podcast folder right now. I found one. I found a picture of exactly what they were eating on there.
The gelatina torta.
Yeah, it's crazy. That guy used to walk around. That Dove Charnoff walked around the office in his underwear all the time. Hit on all the models, that stuff.
He had Johnny Roque glasses too, man. Dove Charnoff, dude. It's crazy because you think Canadians are all nice, but this guy was a pervert, bro.
Straight up pervert?
Yeah, dude. He took all those pictures of all those. You remember all those, like, it was pretty much like late teen girls or early 20 girls, like with those skimpy ass, like, American Pearl little, was it like bathing suits? Like with his own, personal stuff, you know?
He took those photos?
Oh. Yeah, dude.
I thought that guy Terry, what's his face?
I think it must have been like they went like back and forth, but like it was like I heard just weird stuff. My homegirl used to work at American Apparel right there on Melrose, and she used to let us go in there and just like take stuff. We're like fucking like 18, 19. We're like, yeah. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I don't want to say her name. Wait. American Apparel is one of the best t-shirts out there. So I feel like American Apparel was cool for its time, but now it's like it's just expensive as
well. Well, you know, here's the trick to American Apparel. Because we use American Apparel. We use their sister company.
Our t-shirts are American Apparel.
Our t-shirts are American Apparel. They were, but then when all that happened, they shifted their business model to include all the Americas.
Oh, so it's
so
like,
they're made in Guatemala and Honduras and all that. So they're not technically in the United States. They used to be right down there in downtown. Central Avenue, right?
That's or where Smorgasbord is at, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I buy my American Apparel sweaters from, what's it called? Amazon. And I think, it's made somewhere in like Central America.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? Don't forget, man, to go check out my new podcast that I have with Butch Escobar, Felipe Esparza, and Butch Escobar. We have the History for Fools that comes out every Sunday morning.
Hell yeah.
And we're on episode 2 right now. And right now we are currently covering the history of stand-up comedy. So we have two episodes, and we have 4,000 listens on our first episode.
Hell yeah, dude.
And our second episode is up right now. So you got to go give it a listen. Please share it. Please comment. Most importantly, please comment and share it with your friends, and we'll keep that podcast going. You have you listened to it?
Yeah, yeah. I like how you guys were talking about I saw the first one, yeah. The history of like the vaudeville and all that stuff.
Right. That should be a shorty. You should sell a t-shirt.
Yeah, is it just
called Ryan?
Philip, I put that picture in the Dropbox.
And people like history, dude. It's just one of those things where like you go on TikTok and you watch like a video about history, like, oh dude.
They need easily digestible history.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Oh my, there it is with the that's the fucking Bill Cosby special right there, bro.
Nasty.
Yeah, they put Jello and then they add vanilla on top.
So it's they almost what? Like a, oh yeah, yeah, sometimes, vanilla. But not always, right here.
That's almost like a custard.
There's a little bit of custard. Yeah, it's like a lechera or something like that.
Fucking gross.
I want to try it though. I just want to know. That looks like that was like kryptonite right there. Bro.
I know that it's not gonna be good for me because I know that gelatin is never sweet enough for me anyways, and to have it on a fucking torta bread, bolillo. I'm gonna have to pass that on to my Guatemalan countrymen. Oh, dude, there was a funny ass. There was this video of a white woman, and she's showing her booty, but right next to the laundry room, by the dryer, and she's shaking her butt like and she said, "This is sorry." She goes, "Sorry, white guys. But this is only for black guys."
I seen that one, dude. Right? Yeah.
And the black guy said,
have to deny.
I'm speaking for all African Americans here in America, and I'm gonna have to pass on this, but I'm gonna pass it over to my Latino friends, my Mexican American friends. Muchas gracias para ustedes, felicidades, and everybody was saying, "Fuck no, you could have her, bro." Then I wrote in the bottom, bro. I need paper, so muchas gracias. Boom! 790 likes.
Everybody just commented. It's weird because, yeah, the comments, yeah, they say, "I'm going to have to kindly decline this offer, but I'm going to have to pass it
down." I saw one that went far, bro. It went all the way to Asians. Yeah. Then the Asians said, "I'm going to pass it over to my Punjabi people." And then the Punjabis passed it over to another nationality that I don't know, from their era. Uh-huh. From their.
Wasn't that basically originally done on Chappelle's show when they did like the race trading thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
take so and so. I can't remember the sketch now.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a show. We're going to trade. They were trading people like a draft.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
like
the race draft.
Race draft, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's basically the take on that.
We're going to trade. Yeah, people will say that, man. We're going to trade Miklo for Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Somebody just commented. A lot of people don't know, but somebody asked, "Is Jell-O vegan?" No, it's not.
Fuck no. Jell-O is made with
About to tell Capitan right now.
Jelly is made with boiled bones.
Bones and hooves.
Yeah. Hooves and all that shit. So a lot of people don't know that because it does. You think it's like vegan or it's not like vegetarian? It's fucking nasty how it's made.
Yeah.
Dude.
Go ahead. I don't want you to lose your train of thought.
I was gonna say, you ever had that Jell-O shit at the end that's into the ham or the turkey leftovers? Yeah,
that's gelatin right there. That's why
you ever eat that?
I had it by accident. It's that's why she comes like in a mole or like some kind of like.
No, but that gelatin turkey stuffy fat, they're selling that now, bro. They're selling it like so you could just mix it with water like a broth.
Really.
You like that stuff, huh, Lisa? That little gelatin ham?
No, I don't like anything like that. I don't like anything involving bones. I don't like marrow. I don't like... It's so gross to me. But the gelatin thing, when I was in preschool, I remember distinctly arguing with my preschool teacher. It was snack time. And she told me I had to eat my Jell-O. And I was like, "I can't eat Jell-O because it has bones in it." And she's like, "There's no bones in it." And I said, "No, there's bones in it. That's what Jell-O's made of."
You couldn't research back then.
She didn't believe what I was saying. So I got in trouble for not eating my Jell-O.
Oh, my God.
And then my mom, after school, they were telling her, she refused to eat her Jell-O. And my mom said, "Jell-O, that has bones in it." And I was like, "Yeah, see? I'm not crazy. Like, I was always told that. I didn't understand how it was made. Just I was told that by my mom, so I was repeating it. But I knew I wasn't supposed to have it.
I remember watching Jurassic Park when all the kids are, they find the restaurant, the food, and they're eating the Jellos with their hand. That looks so fucking good. But yeah, Jellos, man. I don't know, man. That's weird.
I've tasted it, but I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I only like Jello with cat food, bro, like in Christmas Vacation. Ew.
Do they have vegan Jello?
No.
Is it possible? Yeah, right. It has to be, right?
There are certain things you can make with like pectin, you know, but it's not as firm as Jello. It's more, plant-based Jello. Yeah, but it's softer. It's not like, it's got like a pectin in it, fruit pectin. Oh, I see. Which makes it firm, but it's not like super firm like that. It's more like a jelly.
Oh, okay. I see.
Or jam. Jelly. It's more like a jelly. Crazy. Like jelly doesn't have... There's grape jam and then there's grape jelly, right? So jam is easily spreadable, but jelly is like more blocky and like choppy. It does not spread very well. But that doesn't have gelatin in it. It's made with pectin.
When you're at the smorgasbord, what food at the biggest line?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good places. Evil Cooks is pretty good.
What do they have?
So they have a flan taco, but it's pretty much like a little crepe with a flan inside.
Nasty, right? What else?
So, and then they had the Kraken taco, which is a pulpo taco. Pretty good, dude.
Octopus
taco. Fried? Yeah, it was fried. And then
is it still rubbery when it's fried?
It got harder probably.
It's a little crispy.
Octopus one time, it was too chewy.
And then they had the Beavis and Butthead on nacho world record there. They're making the biggest nachos ever, you know? So those guys just pouring fucking nacho bags of nacho chips for at least fucking 3 hours, bro.
And who ate them?
Felipe said, let me add
them. We left before that, dude. Because they're promoting, Paramount Plus was promoting the whole, the new Beavis and Butthead show. Mm. So yeah, dude, fucking crazy. But it's a cool place, you know? It's cool that they don't charge for an entry there. Smorgasbord, dude. It's funny because during the week, it's like all produce, like Latino produce they sell there. And then when you drive by there, you pass by the Piñata district. That place is popping, bro.
It's so packed in there. Huh? You walk through there?
We drove by there, but dude, there's restaurants right there, just people eating outside. It's a whole fucking little community right there, dude.
Yeah, that's the beginning of that. That's like the whole people always talk about. Oh, I went to the Garment District, but Garment District is just one part of the downtown district. There's another district before you get to that district, and it's like the Bong District. Like nothing but bongs and vape pens.
It's all basically kinds. All wholesale. It's all just wholesale everything.
And then before that, there's another place where you can buy all the, excuse me, you can buy every type of Day of the Dead sculptures.
Yeah.
Or La Virgen Maria sculptures. You could get those right there on 3rd Street. Then you go even further down. That's where you are at, right? 9th Street?
The candy district or
the candy district.
Yeah, the Piñata district.
You could buy all the candy for every birthday party.
That's when you're almost out of downtown. Yeah, right? Yeah. Almost to Alameda.
And right there, I've never been in there, but I always wanted to walk in there.
Let's go.
I walked through there with my mom there one time when I was little.
It can't fit in there, can you? She had to hold my
hand. She had my hand the whole time, though, because she would have let go of me. I would have been lost. She held me tight the whole time, and I don't remember much. But it's packed in there. You could buy every type of candy for a piñata, but they're all Mexican candy, like Domis.
And think about that place, too. Like, you'll be walking there, you see candy, like, you know, the Mexican, like, camote and shit like that. Like, all, like,
it's just good.
And there's bees right there. There's just bees eating that shit. And, like, at first, when I was little, I was like, this is disgusting, but the bees are good for the candy, right? It's like,
No.
For the
candy?
I don't know. I thought, like, bees are... sticking it, like injecting it with fucking honey.
Oh,
you know?
My God. What time is it right now? I got to remember this clip.
I thought they're coming.
This is like the fans in the desert. I thought Palm Springs. No.
So you're saying that the bees are there to pollinate this Mexican sugar
candy. You always see. Well, in Mexico.
So the bees fly on top of the camote
they're just injecting with fucking
they inject it
pollen,
with,
huh?
Pollen. You really believe this?
Well, I don't know, because why are there bees on the candy?
Because they're attracted to the sweet. but candy syrup that's coming around there.
But why is that?
I mean, that they smell.
But why is nobody disgusted about it? Why can't they let it happen?
Well, I don't know, because there's so many
bees, huh? There's so many bees.
I'd rather have a bee than a fly, yeah, exactly, though, yeah. Because flies, you know, so the bees are pollinating
mazapans and shit.
Yeah,
but they're attracted to
the rose on the mazapan.
I mean, bees also throw up. That's what honey is, basically.
I thought they're nutting honey in it, dude. I don't know.
Nutting anything. Man, you never got the birds and the bees talk, I guess.
I went to contention in high school, man. Everybody was pregnant before they got to.
They never covered it up either, huh?
No, they don't cover it up. It's just like open for like the bees, especially in Mexico, dude, like in downtown.
Do they sell also? I know they sell all the piñatas, Trump piñatas, yeah. Everybody, every piñata. But do they also sell like the happy birthday signs and the streamers and
they
all that?
Yeah, they sell the Spider-Mans.
And they have.
See, I love that joke you used to do about the, we got black Spider-Mans and other Spider-Mans.
Yeah, I used to have a joke that you never see Mexicans on Pond. No, I forgot the name of the show.
Pawn Stars?
It was
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars, yeah.
I remember one time they opened up a Storage Wars, bro. It was full of piñatas. And they had to get an expert, bro. And the lady showed up with a little dress full of clothespins. We got Lupe here from Lupe's Party Supplies in Cudahy. And now they have car insurance. And they do DMV. Yeah, these are very precious piñatas here. We got Spider-Man, Black Spider-Man, Wonder Woman. We got Batman. We got Spider-Man with a cape. We got Spider-Man with oak cape. The multiverse. We got Lola the Explorer with a laser gun. I don't know why.
That fucking fox is crazy, bro.
And they don't know how to price these piñatas. And he opened up one of the piñatas and it's full of cocaine. Okay, $2,500. I don't know how much is it, but I'm going to call my cousin Julian from Guanajuato, and he's going to test out this coca for you. What's up, Food Podcast? That's right. Obits.
It's funny because when
like
we went
that.
To...
You never put in a special, though.
Do it again.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
We went to the Mercadito right there in East
LA. I love the Mercadito, bro. Big ass tortillas full of fucking sugar.
They have the most bootleggers toys ever. They have fucking like Power Rangers Batman. Like a Power Ranger Batman. For real, man.
Like they have a weird like G.I. Joe's, but he has laser guns.
Yeah, G.I. Joe Barbie. Like what the fuck? A trans fucking G.I. Joe?
Yeah, the Mexican barbecue. The Mexican Barbie doll is called Barbacoa.
Yeah, yeah. Or a ninja,
she comes in a Chevrolet with a fucking she comes in a Chevrolet, bro, with cuernos on it.
Yeah, so they're pretty much just combining companies that don't fucking get along with each other right there, dude.
Yeah, they have no license to stick to.
Yeah, that part of East LA is weird because you go to an auto body shop and all the body shop is painted with Charlie Brown characters.
Yeah. Well, like when I lived in Highland Park, that party supply store had Dora and SpongeBob high-fiving.
Uh-huh.
And my son, when he was like 2-3 years old and I lived over there, we'd drive by that wall every day and he'd go, Dora, Dora. Like he was so bothered that they were high-fiving and she was with SpongeBob and it didn't make sense in his mind.
Why are they crossing over?
Yeah, like what the heck? He was obsessed with that mural. It was just for the party store.
That's like, yeah, that's like, what's it called? Like the ice cream trucks in the hood. You'll see like Bugs Bunny hanging out with Mickey Mouse. They're enemies, bro.
I wonder if the kids, I don't know what kids.
Enemies, a different world.
The kids growing up want that horrible candy they sell at the piñata supply store because
they
it's
just
not
see
like,
colors,
it's
I
not
think.
Like candy, like, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I can't fight over that candy, bro.
Isn't there lead in that candy?
Yeah, it'll go off when you go through the TSA.
I want to go to on my birthday, bro, when I get, maybe next year. I'm going to have a piñata, bro, with just adult stuff inside of it, bro. Like razors, free dental plan for 1 month, fucking hemorrhoid medicine, a couple of joints.
Heartburn medicine.
Passes to Nicolas.
Man, Tums. I went to a party with my son years ago, and the little girl, they had a piñata. And she was European, I think. I don't know what her parents, there were two different things. No.
Oh, no.
No, but they didn't want to put candy inside, so they put harmonicas.
What the
Oh,
fuck?
My God.
Those kids were so pissed, and eventually they were just throwing the harmonicas at each other. Like, it just turned into a, you know,
They gentrified the piñata, food fight, dude.
But like, yeah, fighting
with these harmonicas. Bro.
What kids want that? They were looking for the candy. Like, what? Something must be wrong. Where's the
Newsies,
candy?
Newsies.
Hilarious, dude.
Harmonicas.
What's the worst part? You ever been to a birthday party where the food was like whack, bro? Like, where you said it was, nah, man. Like,
yeah.
Your party, huh?
Every party.
I never really had like a birthday party.
Bro, man. Like, they passed out sandwiches or something.
I went to like a Salvadoran birthday party. I'm sorry, dude, but like it was kind of like weird. Not weird, but like they gave out like weird food, bro. And just like there was no barbecue grill. It was just like microwave food. It was like the pavo con the pan con pavo. Pan con pavo.
Oh, yeah, man. They had that, huh?
Yeah, it was pan con pavo.
But that's good. If you're not ready for it, you don't want it, huh?
Yeah, dude, that's
man,
like fucking.
I will it was never soggy, forget huh? Forget your brother's face at Thanksgiving, Albert's face when he walked in. He was late, and his brother.
My brother's wife
was Salvadorian,
and they
girl.
Had chumpe, bro. What you're talking about? It was all.
It's like
sandwiches.
Soup sandwich.
Everybody
bro.
Had accepted for about 10 minutes. Had accepted the fact that it was going to be sandwiches. Everybody's sitting down, looking at their sandwiches, and in
we're
walks
sitting
Albert.
Like saps.
And Albert goes, "Oh man, we didn't have ham for Easter. We didn't have ham for Christmas. What the hell is this?" And he didn't even realize it was some tradition she had just given a speech about. It was embarrassing. It was funny though.
I feel like when you're like Salvadoran, you got warm people. Okay, we're gonna eat this, guys. Just
we're
heads
have
up.
Sandwiches and no.
Like I was eating my chumpe, waiting like they're gonna pass out like gravy. I could dip it in maybe.
Can you give me a straw too?
Did you go there, Philip?
No, my yeah.
But it was just that, right?
I've been a Salvadoran during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't think he was there that day. It was like just, Sarah. It was all the girls were sitting over there.
Dude, I don't get it because you just eat the sandwich so and that was ago. That. There was no pumpkin pie, bro. They were in a pupusa pumpkin pie.
We were newly vegan. This is like 11 years ago or so. We were newly vegan, so we brought our own stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, ha, 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 ha. Like eating our food. Like we didn't have to deal with that.
That's yeah, funny. Man. I'm more than ready for that, dude.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah.
That looks good right there, dude.
Yours were soggy or what? Microwave instead.
Soggy.
They
spot,
look soggy.
Dude.
Don't they pour a stew on top of it or something?
They
or
pour
the stew vegetables with the soupy. Ooh,
but when you're not ready for that,
you're not ready for it, yeah.
You gotta be eased into it, you know? Like.
Yeah, you gotta make sure there's no like other nationalities when you're serving that, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man. Cause I don't know, man. People, are you sellouts? No, man. I guess we're traditionalists. Eh? We're used to...
Just Americanized.
Do you guys celebrate Thanksgiving, your family?
Yeah.
What do your mom make?
Ham,
Tamales,
turkey, ham, all that good stuff, dude. Pumpkin pie. My mom... All the girls I've dated, they say my mom doesn't cook a good cheesecake, but I think I'm used to my mom's cheesecake, you know?
She put real cheese, huh?
Fucking queso. She makes a queso fresco cake, bro.
Maybe all those dead bees are tasting in it, bro.
It needs some bee injections, I think. It tastes better.
But I love my mom's baked fucking cheesecake, dude.
Cause see, your mom, okay, this is what happens, man.
Philadelphia,
your friends or all your girlfriends you brought over, they've had great cheesecakes, and then your mom is making that cheesecake, bro. You could buy a La Vallarta at the Panería, bro. She makes that traditional Mexican cheesecake, right?
She makes
where
it
has more pan and it's very yellow,
she
right?
What? She makes it with the Philadelphia cream cheese and
what's it called?
The condensed milk. I like, dude, I grow, she makes me my own cheesecake every Christmas.
What's the ingredients she uses?
She needs like 6 eggs or something. Yeah. It's like 5 or 6 eggs in there.
She bakes it. It's a condensed milk, Philadelphia cream cheese. I like the way she makes it, man.
She's missing sugar. What else is she missing?
But she always makes me my own for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And I eat it by myself, dude. I'm fucking sweating.
So they don't good. Like it?
They never liked it. Dude, I remember... My ex, she used to always just talk shit. She talks shit
about everything, though.
Every time she would make cooks, she'd be like, my cooking's better than your... Like, she tried to compete with my mom. Like, why the fuck are you trying to compete with my mom, dude?
See, she's
like,
trying those old tricks. I think her mom taught her everything about relationships. Like, she listened to some bad advice.
So what did she didn't talk shit about the cheesecake and what else?
What just her like cooking, about? You know? She just talks shit about her cooking. I'm like, I grew up my mom's cooking, dude. I like it, you know? And to this day, I go to my mom's house, you know, to eat, you know, food, free food, you know.
I hope my son looks back fondly on my food as much as he looks on his food.
But it's true, when you move out, you do miss, you know, home cooked meals, you know, because
you miss,
like,
somebody cooking for you.
Yeah. But my girl, she makes good. The other day, she made me two foods like in less than an hour, bro. Because every plate was about to go bad, so we had to fucking make it right there. So like, she made me a bacon and eggs. And after that, she's like, I'm gonna make fucking smash burgers right now. I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's go, man.
I'm ready.
In less than an hour, man. It was fucking good, dude, with the caramelized onions.
What is smash burgers? It's just a smashed burger.
Smash patty. Okay. You just fucking smash it, dude. It's like, I think it's Greek, where it's like.
Like, one of the first restaurants I ever worked in was a golf course restaurant. And the guy that I was waiting on wanted the cook. He asked me, tell Jason in the back to smash it down. So I was like, okay. I never waited on any of these people before. So I went back there and I said, this guy said for you to smash his burger down. This was like 20 years ago. He goes, I'm not doing that. And he turned around. He just made the burger the way he was going to make it. The guy was happy, though. He didn't care. But he was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying attention to anything this guy asked for. But anyway.
So they say your mom makes a tres leches cheesecake.
My mom used to make, what did she make? That was like, I remember she would like make a chilaquiles, and she would like, we wouldn't have queso fresco, so she'd use a Parmesan cheese on it. Tasted Italian at the same time,
that.
Bro.
You do that. Felipe does that.
It's good, dude. The Parmesan cheese.
How about the worst chilaquiles we had over there in South Padre Island off that truck?
Oh, yeah. They're
horrible, huh?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. It was just fucking tortilla chips.
Chips, no cheese and no egg.
Yeah.
El Capitan said, by two foods, do you mean two meals? She said Stephanie made you two foods the other day.
Two foods. Hey, copy, not two foods.
And he brushed his teeth. He washed his teeth twice.
Two foods. She made me two foods, dude.
Two foods.
She made me two foods, bro. It's funny because like, my mom would put fucking like the Parmesan cheese on the chilaquiles. I'm like, this tastes like if it was like if they would have made it at fucking Chuck E. Cheese, you know, the Parmesan cheese.
I had Chuck E. Cheese one time. Back when it was Showbiz Pizza in Ohio. It was Showbiz in the East Coast.
Pasquale's.
The same face, though. Same mouse and everything.
Same, exactly.
Same animatronic animals and gorilla, whatever, playing music.
That's
funny. I had a piece of somebody. I snuck a piece of pizza because I was not allowed to eat pizza.
Not bad, dude.
I snuck a piece of pizza, and it had mushrooms on it. It was the best. It was all buttery. I never had a piece of pizza like this before in my life.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza is good, dude.
It was good, I have to say.
But it's got that not a bad rep, but remember during the pandemic, they were trying to survive so bad that they were like on Uber Eats or like
as Pasquale's
pizza.
You were the one that told me that. I had no clue, man.
Pasquale's a fucking that Italian chef that's in the band too, you know.
I don't know how good they are now, but this was when I was probably 15. I was too old to be a Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz.
Chuck E. Cheese, dude.
Does Stephanie like your mom's cheesecake?
Not really.
It must not be that good, dog.
Hey, guys, I'll bring a. Oh, you're vegan, man.
Bring it, bro.
We'll take a bite.
All right. Nobody likes
my cheesecake. I'll tell you what's wrong with it. I used to make really good cheesecake. I make good vegan cheesecake. It just takes longer now. It's longer than now.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, eh?
I will. I'll tell you where she's going wrong.
it's that pot, bro. She needs to get a new pot.
It's an acquired taste, bro.
It might be the pan, the springform pan you need. She has a special pan for
it. It's an acquired taste, guys. Okay.
Did your mom make bistec?
Bistec. She made fucking, what did she make?
That's my mom's dish right there, man. It was just, meat.
Isn't that just steak?
Steak with red tomatoes,
like strip
onions.
Steak or what?
Yeah. She just put in a pan the steaks, cut up in pieces. She put tomatoes, jalapeno peppers in it, onions, dude. Salt and pepper, and then little pieces of potato in it.
Sounds good, then
she'll serve it to us with white rice or Mexican rice and beans. And it was like that, exactly like that. And, dude, my mom's friend, she had a friend named Dora, and she only came around one time, like, and she was always talking, and she was all full of life. And she went to her, she said, ¿Tienes crema? You have sour cream? My mom said, yeah. So we were eating the bistec with the beans and the rice, And she fucking got a dollop of sour cream and put it on top of the bistec. And then she said, Chuyito, ¿no te gusta la crema, mijo? And I looked at my mom at first, right? Because, you know, when you're little, you gotta ask your, you gotta look at your mom first if you like that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Do I like it, mom?
Like, see? Do you like sour cream? Do I like sour cream? I wanna say, oh, fuck yeah, I love sour cream. But we're not allowed to fucking take out that sour cream unless we're eating sour cream. So she put me a dollar of sour cream, dog. I never had sour cream on anything but stuff that sour cream goes on, like dip or just dip.
Yeah.
Or flautas. Fuck, bro, that shit was so good. It was so good,
what
man.
Kind of dip?
It was sour cream dip.
Oh, you mean like with onion powder?
Yeah, it was
stuff?
So good, bro. Just a little piece of sour cream, and I was eating my tortilla. And man, that lady kept talking. My mom kept laughing at everything she said, and I was just laughing too, trying to get more sour cream, bro, till they stopped, till they closed it.
What's like the okay? So like, I know like a lot like. A lot of people, like, I feel like because they're Mexican, they gotta like the food. But like, there's the food that I don't like that's Mexican, bro. Like, there's some food. Like, ever like I would
the chile relleno and tojado. What's that called? The one that's like got the white cream on
yeah,
it
man.
And the pomegranate seeds.
The chile rellenos, man. If it don't, I like it with cheese inside. But just some people that make it with meat. Pass.
No.
People
I don't
that put they put steamed veggies, carrots. Pass.
Oh fuck yes. That shit.
Oh, they put that engrenada, bro.
Uh huh.
I forget what that's called. It's not engrenada.
It's pomegranate. They put pomegranate seeds in it.
Why?
And they cover it with cheese, and they make like a cheese base over it, a white one.
En nogada.
En nogada. Yeah. Pass on that shit, bro.
Gross.
Yeah. That there is right there, yeah. Bro.
What is that, dude?
It's like a bechamel sauce, right? It's like a buttery, creamy sauce. And then,
yeah,
like,
man. I'm sorry, man. That's for people that grew up with different pillows their whole life. they were allowed to buy pillows, bro, growing up. Me, I slept with the same pillow that had fucking dirty clothes inside of it, eh? So I've never had a chance to enjoy one of those. And now that I'm older, I just don't want to, bro. It's gross.
Yeah, I feel like some people, they feel because, oh, yeah, because I'm Mexican or Latino. I got to, you have to. What do you mean you don't like fucking menudo or fucking?
I'm Mexican, bro. I put lemon on everything. I don't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, dude.
You do.
Not out. Lemon? We don't have no lemon at home.
We have lemons in the tree on the backyard.
I don't get them.
I remember some people will put like mayonnaise. I don't know. This is me, but I don't. When people put mayonnaise on orange rice.
What?
Yeah, that's like
wait,
a thing.
Wait, your daughter and your mom eat regular sweet bananas, not plantains, sweet bananas in Mexican rice.
That's just good though, right?
Gross.
I've never heard of that.
Sweet bananas dog. Cut up in regular like Mexican rice with
you
tomato
get the Mexican
sauce
rice, bro.
Stuff.
You put some bananas in
it's
it.
It's like leftover
about
Mexican
it,
rice for breakfast with nah. Bananas thrown
so
in.
It's like a rice.
Bro, what you do, bro? You get yourself two fried eggs,
nasty.
Three fried
you
eggs.
You eat that hot and then the bananas are cold?
Yeah.
Wrong.
That's get three fried wrong. Eggs, bro, over easy. Yeah. With tapatio sauce on them, fucking three beans, and fried Mexican rice. Then you add some bananas in it, bro. It's fucking delicious.
Rice Krispies,
dog.
Bro?
What
right, region is
not
this
rice
from?
Rice Krispies, rice. Yeah, like I know. Mexican
rice.
What region is this from?
It's from East LA.
East LA,
it's from
bro.
Boys.
I don't know,
apartment
but.
Apartment 3B.
That's why. When Cubans eat those bananas with their food, I don't mind it. I like
but
it.
But those yeah. Are plantains. That's different. It's very different from a regular banana.
It's so good.
That's
so
like
good.
That lady in Boyle Heights who made me plátanos con crema, right?
That's the saddest thing I ever saw besides.
Oh,
wait.
It was cut up cold banana and whipped cream. That is not plátanos con crema. Plátanos
yeah, Rob,
is
man.
Plátanos. Banana yeah. Is banana. That was fucking banana, cold banana.
They should at least give you bananas with sour cream.
That thing
cream.
Cost me like 10 cents to make. Oh, I'm so mad.
Bro, I took Steph to, it was supposed to be like 3 years ago for her birthday. I fucking Nobu.
To your mom's house with cheesecake.
Took her to Nobu. They fucking gave us a fucking cut up banana and they just drizzled it with caramel. It was like $20. I'm like, mother, I was so mad. Like, this banana cost less than, yeah, like fucking 10 cents. They drizzled
it. For real, just banana, they burned them?
It was, they cut up a banana. Drizzled it with caramel, and then fucking they put like walnuts around it, and then it must have charged like fucking $20. Fuck Nobu, dude. Wow.
Fuck that place, dog.
Nobu?
Yeah.
You should have got a Kazuki instead.
Yeah, dude.
Pazuki.
Got a BJ's. Ain't got no BJ. Got no BJ. Well, I hate when fucking people eat pig's feet, dude. Like, I remember like my.
That's only don't trip, bro.
on the trip, he eats fucking platos. But I remember in Mexico, my uncle used to eat the pig's feet, and there were still hairs on the fucking...
Felipe talks about that a lot with the nail, the fingernail on it. That is disgusting.
And you gotta get the one with the blue nail on it.
And there's hairs still on the fucking pig feet, dude.
What's up, people? It's fall, which means we're all busy with work and school. I'm on the road all the time, and I can't find good food in every town, so I can pack these meals in my luggage and have these ready to make in my hotel room or at the club or down in a lobby where the microwave is. When I'm home, I don't always want to cook, and I'm trying to avoid takeout. And takeout is a lot of money, man. It's so expensive, and Uber Eats also expensive.
And fattening.
So this is the perfect solution. Factor Now offers over 30 meals per week and over 36 add-on options like smoothies, juices, and snacks. They have a ton of different plans too. Keto, calorie smart, vegan. I got the vegan one, which I got. And Protein Plus to get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes that are delicious. Listen, man, I had one today. I had the green beans and the mashed potato with grilled mushrooms. And normally...
It was herb-roasted mushrooms.
Herb-roasted. Mm. Normally, bro, if I would have ate... anywhere else,
if I had made that for him, he'd have been mad.
I would have been starving, bro. I would have been starving right now. Like right now, bro, normal, like something would have made, Lisa would have made, I would have still been hungry right now. But with this food, I don't feel hungry. I'm gonna eat, but I don't feel like starving. And it really filled me up. I gave you one, bro. Take it home, talk about it.
Yeah.
My box just came in yesterday, and I had the herb roasted mashed potato, roasted green beans. Lisa had the pasta with nuts. Did you like that?
Pine nuts, yeah, it was good.
So delicious. And you can't beat it, man.
We brought one for you because they accidentally threw one in with chicken in it. So you can have it if you want. You can try it. Just head away to, for 2 minutes.
Head to go.factor75.com/fool130 and use code FOOL130 to get $130 off across 6 boxes. That's food code. That's code FOOL130 at go.factor75.com/FOOL130 for $130 off. Also, man, if you get these meals, please hashtag Factor and What's Up Fool Podcast so they could know that people are listening to our ads and are buying the ads and are supporting the What's Up Fool Podcast and the History for Fools Podcast now. Because without these ads, we wouldn't afford this studio we have now. Woo. At least I wouldn't afford that cool hair.
I cut my hair for free. I did my own hair.
Haircuts.
I cut this off a YouTube tutorial.
You can't even tell.
A YouTube tutorial. What are you talking about, Psych?
It looks good.
Fuck
you.
Good.
It looks great.
Look, I spent about $250 to cut my hair a year and a half ago, and I vowed never to do that again.
Why are women haircuts so much expensive? Like, I didn't know.
It's like $100.
Because the same thing when women go change their tires.
No, it is though. It's called the pink. It's actually not legal to do in a lot of industries. I think hair salons and stuff are not supposed to do that. And they'll charge more for women
weird, dude,
than
like
men.
Men hair, but, $8. Women's hair, $75.
But now they'll have like a regular barber or a salon will have now, like if your hair is like shoulder length, because there are guys like Felipe who come in. He gets charged a dude price because he's a dude, but he's got more hair than I have. You know, so it's ridiculous. But I did go to a fancier salon.
Yeah.
But that was a year and a half ago. And then I was fucking pissed at my hair lately. Then I followed this tutorial.
Look awesome right
and
now.
I am so surprised it turned out really good. Sorry. No.
Like, I want to ask you, what's your name so I can look for you up on X videos later?
Yeah, going to be my wiki feet. My, what do you call it? What's the OnlyFans? Somebody said OnlyFeet.
OnlyFeet.
Does that exist?
I'm
serious. I'm looking into it.
OnlyPS.
It's not for all these people on the chat. I'm not going to get naked or anything. This is for feet lovers.
Feet lovers. I'll put my feet too, bro.
That means dirty feet. Yeah, I'm telling you. People Somebody like said feet. My hair looks like it's on day 3 at Burning Man. Day 3 looks good, man. Sorry.
Day 3 looks good.
Day 3 hair looks good. Oh, my goodness.
What's up, foolish? Let's check out these dates,
Pink
man.
Pink Tax is what it's called. Pink Tax.
October 7th, I'm going to Humboldt, California. I'm going to be at Arcata, California at the Humboldt University. Yeah. October 14th through the 16th, 7 days later, I'm coming to Chicago, Illinois. I'm going to be at the Chicago Improv with Chuck Bartel, Bush Escobar, and Martin Rizzo. That should be a lot of fun. October 21st to October 22nd, Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm going to be at the Blue Note. Two shows on October 21st. Two shows October 22nd. And that's going to be a big-ass show with a lot of comedians not going up, probably. Larry Bubbles Brown, Gabby Lamb, Rodrigo Torres, me, October 28th.
Did you say Rizzo?
And Martin Rizzo.
Oh, yeah.
October 28th, I'm going to be in Napa, California. October 29th, I'm going to be in Monterey, California. Are you going to those?
I am going up to...
He's going to Chicago.
Yeah, well, Napa, I'm doing Napa too.
Yeah, Napa.
And you're doing Napa?
I think so.
Cool, because he's driving. Cause we'll have the Big Lebowski office ready.
Yeah,
because Butch will be Quintana.
Yeah, I'm badass.
We'll be ready, dog.
Reprise my role.
November 4th at the San Diego, California. I'm gonna be at Humphreys by the Bay. Please look out for that, people. Also, get your tickets at FelipeWorld.com/tour, baby.
I was telling you, Chicago, I want to go to the headquarters of McDonald's because you can order every item from around the world there.
So you can get those vegan burgers or like curry from fries, like Europe or whatever, and stuff like that. Like,
have fun, dog. Send me a picture.
They have the vegan burgers
get
there.
Get it for me, bro. Let's bring go. It to my hotel room.
I got the zip car, bro. We're going to drive over there, dude.
If you get the zip car, I'll go.
We're going to go to the Home Alone house again.
Fairy fuck in the chat said my hair looks good.
You got to put that video up. We're running again, but this time with Butch. We got to do it when
we
land.
Yeah, you got to add Butch in.
We got to digitally add him, dude.
Or just make him the one going.
We should get to the day before.
Yeah, that'd be fun, dude.
Sorry, we already booked the flights. Oh.
Okay, leave the other night. Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
What's up, people? What you got there, man? Who's talking shit about
Hussein,
your hair?
Hussein's Rodrigo laying on bed, scratching his panza, watching the podcast.
Somebody said Mark Davis has better haircut than I do.
Who's Mark Davis?
The Raiders owner.
Oh, my God. That guy looks weird. Like,
he has the worst. He has a Bucky Larson hair, dude, right?
He does.
What is up with that? How can you be that rich and have that many people around you who know how visible you are? And nobody says a fucking
his
thing.
Hair.
He just doesn't give a shit.
His hair looks like Christopher Lloyd and Adam's Family too.
Pull up Mark Davis. It's like Bucky Larson, right?
Philip, look up
Bucky Larson.
Look up Uncle Fester in Adam's Family Affair when he's dating Jane Cusack. That's her name.
Joan Cusack.
Mm-hmm. She makes him get a wig, man. It looked horrible.
Oh, Uncle when she tried to make him over, man. Right? Yeah. She wanted him to look rich and everything.
Aren't they making a new Adam's Family?
So what's up, bro? Are you going to get married soon or not?
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to get her pregnant, bro.
You're going to go the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way,
see,
dude.
See, so pregnancy doesn't... So the commitment idea of marriage, it makes you nervous. Or you just don't care.
I think that's like every Mexican thing. You gotta get them pregnant first.
But pregnancy doesn't scare you more. Like that's an automatic commitment. Marriage, you know, you can kind of leave that alone. You can kind of dump the person after a couple years, and nobody, no harm, no foul, you know. But once there's a kid involved, that's a definite long term commitment.
Yeah, that's
you don't. You're not worried more about that, you know.
Well, the kid, you can make money, you know.
What, like a TikTok or what?
Yeah, money, skateboarding, coach. Yeah, that's an onion ring.
So you're looking at it as a financial.
Yeah.
Wow. Never thought of that.
That's what's it called?
I think you're in for a rude awakening.
Hell yeah, dude. Órale, carnalito.
What's up, fool? Where are we gonna be in December? No gays, huh?
You have gigs. You're going to be at in Addison the first week of December, I think, Texas. But then you're off for 3 weeks because you were going to do Tempe. But everybody in Tempe, that show is going to move to like March, I think, or April. Because he's doing a casino in the Phoenix area for one night on Monday, November 19th. November 14th.
Are we
going to
advertise that?
We will, but they'll sell out in a heartbeat because it's a smaller room. Seats, huh? No, it's 800 seats, but... half of that room is going to be filled with some VIPs. So anyway, it's going to go fast. That's going to be you, Willie Barcena, Paul Rodriguez, Marcelo Arguello. That show is going to sell out very fast. Faster
Paul
than
Rodriguez hosting, Marcelo Arguello opening, and then Willie Barcena, and then Felipe Esparza.
That's at Guacope Casino. I hope I'm not saying that wrong.
Texas
Guacope, I think.
Will it be going to be? It's will in it the be, Phoenix area. Will it be selling elbows to the face for $20?
Oh my goodness.
Putazos to the face, dude.
Well, so with Bruce's Lounge, bro, still going on?
Yeah, dude. I think it's every Wednesday, dude. Yeah.
Every Wednesday, if you guys are looking for stand-up comedy in the Norwalk area,
you might see the
south side of Whittier, and you guys looking for a place to perform or you're thinking of doing stand-up, go check out Bruce's Lounge in Norwalk, borderline Whittier.
Yeah.
Bruce's is owned by a guy named Bruce Soto.
Yeah, dude.
A very nice guy. He used to be in a band called Soto, and they used to tour the world.
Are they still playing?
Up for they're bands. Still playing together? Yeah. He still performs. Like he's
Sunset
like,
Room in 2 weeks.
With his little flat top, dude.
Little flat top.
That's that flat top Mexican get when they turn 55.
Yeah. You morph into that, dude.
Yeah. And your mouth starts looking like fucking like, I don't know, bro. Little short haircuts, huh?
Yeah. I remember my mom used to try to give me the flat top haircut when I was a kid. Like, what the fuck, dude?
But you'll never get that because you know it doesn't work for you, right? But when you try to get the dick cut,
I can't
get
it. But you could do it, bro.
Yeah, Rizzo could do it. It's sticking out right now.
You look that kid. Oh, bro, what's up with that kid from fucking Wimpy Kid got arrested?
Did he?
Well, not the star. They make it sound like it's the star of Wimpy Kid, but it's not.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the Wimpy Kid's brother.
I know. It's not even. It's one of his friends on the side. It's not even a big role.
But they make it sound like he was the
main
guy.
But he killed his mother. I mean, that's amazing. He killed his mother. And he had his car like stockpiled full of stuff. He was going to go kill Trudeau. He's Canadian. He was going to go kill Trudeau.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what shows growing up? That you watch when you're a kid, you can't watch it now without thinking about what somebody in the cast did as a grown up, that they fucked it all up. Me, bro, Alf. Like
Alf,
I grew up watching Alf, bro. Like Alf had a dad who was a sweetheart, like America's sweetheart.
Yeah, pull up Max on
and
Alf.
He was Max Eisner.
And it was Max was the character name.
And now he was the dad of Alf, bro. Okay, like. A regular dad, bro, like a nice man, and he had that was Alf, and that fool talked like fucking Stallone, and it was like a sitcom, bro.
It was more like Jackie Mason with
that puppet, right? Dog.
Written by Jerry Stahl, by the way.
Written by Jerry Stahl.
Heroin addict.
Yeah, man. So that dude ended up being a mean ass. Sex addict, bro.
Crack addict. Oh, wow.
And a crack addict.
Really?
That fool will go after, he'll drive up to Skid Row.
Downtown Skid Row.
Skid Row and pick up random crackheads.
Homeless
dudes.
Doesn't
matter what ethnicity, dirtiest one he can find. And they would all go to a hotel room, smoke crack, and have fucking crazy sex.
Anal sex.
Yeah. There you go.
That dad right there.
He's progressive, bro.
But it's crazy, bro.
Al said,
It's funny because somebody was saying like, what show you cannot watch without thinking about it? And that was mine, bro. Alf.
My grandma used to watch that show in Mexico. I remember when I go visit her, she'd be like, oh, there's a funny show I like to watch with a dog. And I was like, this is not a fucking dog.
My mom actually said, it wasn't to this show, but this show was on. And then Give Me a Break had a crazy episode. And my mom said, I think these writers are on a lot of drugs. And she was right, because Jerry Stahl was fucked up writing that
show. Yeah, the
show,
guy from that movie, Permanent Midnight.
Yeah, he was writing.
That guy would shoot up heroin before he met up with the writers. Mess. And then he was like, his thing was to draw blood and squirt it on the ceiling of the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, so he'll squirt the blood on top and then shoot up his
heroin. Yeah, because when you're shooting up, you mix a little bit of your blood into the vial, and then you push it in. But so there's a little bit of blood. No, but I don't know. I read a lot about addiction. But then he shot it up on the ceiling, got blood up there. That's just his thing.
That's crazy.
He was a mess, man. He's still alive, too, huh? How in the world does somebody like that survive and Coolio doesn't?
I know, right?
Coolio's not shooting any ceilings with
And Rodrigo has food poisoning.
Battling the germs, dude. That's crazy, dude. I mean, I'm trying to think of any show I watched and like, I can't think of anything. I guess Bill Cosby, that's a weird show to watch now, right?
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, especially Cosby if you're watching a show and you tell somebody to go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I guess Sesame Street, like the guy, like the puppeteer also like had like a weird like...
The voice of Elmo.
Yeah, voice of Elmo.
I don't know. I don't look at that one. I feel like that with Alf for sure. What other ones are there? When I watch Bronx Tale, I feel so bad for that kid. Luke, what's his name? Lilo Brancada.
Yeah.
The guy who looked so much like he played Robert De Niro's son. He's the main kid in Bronx Tale. Because he fucking, he had an addiction problem. He broke into houses, right? Kind of like that guy. He went to prison for a while. Kind of like that guy that died. Your dude. That you always liked. What's his name? Not D'Onofrio. He was in Bully. You liked him a lot.
Well, yeah. Brad Renfro.
Renfro, yeah.
Brad Renfro is a character, a good ass.
He had a little run. He was in Apt Pupil. He was a good ass
actor. His first movie, I think, was The Client. With Susan Sarandon, and then he was in Bully. Mm-hmm. Then he was App Pupil. App Pupil.
The Nazi one.
Yeah, man. He died of a mixture of drugs too.
Oh shit, dude! Damn.
Cool, dude.
I'm trying to watch like old movies I've never seen before.
Somebody said, "What about the dad from Seventh Heaven, who's also in The Office too? He's Andy's dad, and he sings with Josh Groban." But right after that scandal came out, he molested a 14-year-old girl. I think it was his stepdaughter or something like that. And he admitted it to his psychiatrist. And of course, when you're a psychiatrist, you can't divulge information unless it's putting somebody in danger. And that information came out. Yeah. And his wife divorced him. I think he did time in jail, right?
Yeah.
He's completely out of Hollywood for sure. Nobody will touch him again. But I forgot about that one. I never watched Seventh Heaven, though. That's the one with Jessica Biel, right? She blew up on that show.
Yeah, Seventh Heaven. I used to watch that show.
It was a religious family? Is that what it was about?
Religious family, yeah. Jessica Biel, and she's like the only famous one out of that show.
It's always those nice, squeaky, clean shows with perverts in it.
Yeah, dude.
Always. That's what happened with Cosby. And what's crazy is Cosby, he was a fucking gynecologist on that show, Dr. Hubbard.
A gynecologist?
He was a gynecologist in his basement with his basement. Wife was upstairs like, what are you doing down there?
Vaginas?
My I don't know that God.
I don't know that was that's crazy. How do you make that a squeaky clean show, a gynecologist?
Well, they're gynecologist, OBGYN, an obstetrician, gynecologist. You deliver get my babies yogurt. Too. You deliver babies too, but gynecology is a big part of that job.
Wow, that's crazy, dude. I guess like celebrities, even like music, like when you find out about all those R. Kelly songs and shit like that, like.
Bro, the Raiders are fucking sucking this year. Well, they suck every year, bro. But this year they're 0-2, and they're like Flexible. The more they go without winning, the more people dig up people wearing Raiders shit from back in the days, bro. To just fucking exaggerate the loss, I guess. Somebody dug up an old ass video, bro, of Bud Bundy trying to be a rapper on Married with Children.
Oh yeah, Dave Faustino.
And he's wearing all fucking Oakland Raiders, bro. He's wearing an Oakland Raider hat and an Oakland Raider fucking jacket, trying to be like NWA.
Yeah, I mean that was a style back then too, the 90s. So like the whole baggy, super baggy stuff. What was his name? Grandmaster? No, I think that was his name on the show. They're making fun of him.
Yeah, it is right there. Look.
Grandmaster B, remember?
It was like Rapmaster B or something like that.
And they used to make fun of his name.
David Faustino.
But he was an actual rapper. Yeah.
David Faustino has a big weed business now and a popular podcast.
Yeah. Popular?
Yeah, I think he's friends also with like Jaleel White and those dudes. Because Jaleel had like a weed strain, doesn't he? And
Purple Urk or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I'm going to go to the restroom.
Bud Bundy.
Jaleel White, fool. Let me see if it's cold, bro.
Put it on.
Wait. There you go. See what this is about.
Is it vegan?
It is, bro. Look at something.
Barney, bro, got pinched. Let me see. But yeah, dude, that's crazy. So I don't know Bud Bundy has a popular like weed company. That's smart. Oh,
what
dude.
Up, my G's? What hey, up?
Dude. You look like you're who wore something like that in Star Wars? Is it Han Solo?
I feel like Teddy Ruxpin, bro. What up, hey? I feel like Han Solo, bro, in the Star Wars.
In the snow, right?
When he goes inside that fucking wild mammoth. Tauntaun.
The Tauntaun?
Have you been to Disneyland and checked out the Disney, the Star Wars shit?
No, dude. I haven't been there since.
Since your other lady, huh? Put it over there.
No, me and Steph had the passes like probably in 2019, but then it's just expensive now. It's ridiculous.
I tried on that jacket.
You tried on your jacket.
I said it like Teddy Ruxpin.
You cleaned up some spill.
What's up, fool? So you don't go to Disneyland no more. Too expensive?
No, it was too expensive, dude.
All that vegan food that people post up about Disney, it's not in Disney, huh?
It is.
You have
to find it. It's in the different spots.
There's different little restaurants in there, but Disneyland food's pretty good, man.
But you told me you went to that little private place?
Yeah, I went to Club
33.
Yeah, it was cool, dude. It's I got sliders in there. It wasn't that expensive, but
Monte Cristo. I heard it's just good.
Dude, Monte Cristo's at the Blue Bayou are fucking bomb, bro.
They're the best ever.
Fucking good as fuck, dude. The Blue Bayou, you guys gotta go. When you go to Disneyland, go. You gotta make an appointment. What the fuck is it called? A reservation like months ahead to eat there.
At the Blue Bayou? At the Bayou? Whatever.
At the Blue Bayou. The restaurant, like, pretty much inside the Pirates of the Caribbean.
How many? I've been to Disney, like, 2 times. I don't care about Disney at all. But I don't understand. Are there, like, different? Why do people go so often? Do they not get to see the whole park or something? They go in chunks and, like,
I guess there's just different restaurants there.
How many different restaurants are there?
There's so many restaurants in there. There's so many different things. But also, people just
find anything every time I'm there. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to eat? These pages, they open you up to this whole new world, yeah. But I didn't know these places existed.
There's so many little spots.
It's like if you go to the bio, if you go to Frog's Castle, if you go to, I don't even know these places are real, but it's crazy.
What's up, fool? What's up, people?
What's up, guys?
Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Don't forget that next week I'm going to be in Humboldt County, and then the following week after that I'm going to be in Chicago, then Hawaii,
woo!
Then Napa, and Monterey. See you there.
Hell yeah.
Bye-bye.